backing for European Union peacekeepers to monitor the newly agreed-upon truce between Russia and Georgia came during an emergency meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, who has been shuttling between the two countries in recent days to secure a ceasefire, said the 27-member bloc was determined to act.
Mais l'idée d'avoir des moniteurs, d'avoir en effet sur le terrain.
Kouchner says the idea of having monitors or peacekeepers was how Europe should conduct itself, to act on the ground and provide aid to people. The EU meeting comes a day after President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, which holds a rotating EU presidency, secured agreement by both Russian and Georgian leaders to abide by a ceasefire after several days of fighting in the breakaway region of South Ossetia and elsewhere in Georgia. But news reports from Georgia suggested Russian forces continued to move into Georgian territory, and Georgian Foreign Secretary Eka Kechalashvili said Russian troops continued to attack.
But I can affirm it with confidence that horrible facts are happening already now in Georgia since the morning. No ceasefire is ever action now, so that what is the trust that we can put on the Russian side?
Despite reaching agreement on monitors Wednesday, EU members have been divided over just how to deal with Russia. European analyst Robin Shepherd has been following the crisis for London-based policy institute Chatham House.
There are definitely clear divisions between the member states, and that's primarily because the member states run different policies on Russia. You've got a group of member states who are worried about Russia's sort of muscular approach towards dealing with foreign policy issues. Then you've got the larger member states who are really more keen to have a kind of balanced relationship with Russia.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana said he would recommend sending peacekeepers at the next EU Foreign Ministers meeting next month. More broadly, Western nations back a multinational peacekeeping force in South Ossetia and in another Georgia breakaway province, Abkhazia, to replace Russian and Georgian troops there. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.